Yeah, Franco. Came with the Maishna, Mahida, Arba, Dalma, Kodal, and Vapra, Kaskis, Abatu. Tracy Sakasha. The Mishnah Bayel says that we have a Machlaikis between two people who the object belongs to. Now Mishnah Paskin Yachlaiku, and in Babasa da Hamadalit, case over there by who Arba, two who argued about a ship. And there was a ship that was in the port that was unknown. Whose is it? Zayim Shali, Zayim Shali. So we're going to be passing called the Lavan. So the question is, what's up with passing like this? What's up with passing like that? Which is the right shot? What's the appropriate way of resolving Azar Machlekes? Every Tosis, Yesh Lamar Da Urzen Shanim. וחושב כאילו כל אחד יש לו בו בוודא החטי דן הצד ידמי לטופס הלידהו Every choice is, and I want to stress this, it's critical what I'm stressing now. This room, this room, this, this seat. There's a huge mapecha in this choice. Tyson is kasha understood that the din of Yachleiku in our Mishnah is a pshar. We don't know what to do. So we pass Yachleiku. It's certainly a legitimate way of resolving the suffix. You don't want to do it. Over there we see Kodon Bar. So Tezin is having understood that the Chaluk over here is some sort of pshar. Tezin asks, the same way over here, you make a pshar or Chaluk, and make it over there. What's up over there, do you talk about it or not? Ever Tosis answered, no. The chaluk over here is not a pshara. It's not stam a pshara. When I say the word pshara, I mean the word is like, it's almost like flipping a coin. You don't know what to do. So what's to give each guy something? Don't know what to do. It's a pshara, b'yalma. Tosis is having to help that the reason why we do chaluk over here is because it's a pshara. It's what we call chaluk a something. Chaluk a something, by the way, means, what's that a pshara? Two people are arguing. We don't know what to do. So we compromise. So you take give, you take give. Not because we neman that it's yours, not because we take otherwise. So the Tosis asks, So why is it different than Kodol and Gvar? If it's a pshara that when you have two people arguing about something, you don't know what to do, so you're doing chalukah, so why over there do we do Kodol and Gvar? Every time says, that's not the reason why we do chalukah over here. Over here, there's a positive reason why we do chalukah, and the positive reason is called, and outside is my toughest hadideu. I want to stress, a number of you made a mistake this morning, I already heard it when I came, that Tosis is saying a reason why we don't say Kodol and Gvar. It doesn't say that in Tosis. We'll see, that's the sheet of the Rosh. Tosis over here didn't say, well, we don't say Kol Dol and Gvar. That's not what it says in Tosis. Tosis says, you want to ask a steer of Shechaluka and Kol Dol and Gvar. Over here, there's a reason why you do Chaluka. Over here, I have plenty of seats. It's hard for me to see you stand the whole time. Yeah. So Tosis said, you made a mistake. I'm stressing this again. You made a mistake. You thought that the Chaluka over here is a Pshar. The Chaluka over here is not a Pshar. The Chaluk over here is a result of an Ansadi. And the Ansadi is the engine that runs the Chaluk. So over here we have reason to Chaluk. And therefore I want to say the following, which is very, very important, which is critical. And that is the Fishitas Tosis. And what I'm going to say now doesn't change. Fishitas Tosis, the correct psak of Sveka de Romaina, is called Alangvar. I repeat. The default psak of Sveka de Romaina is called Alangvar, like it says in Bar Basra. So why over here do we do chaluk? Over here we have a reason why we do chaluk. We have an ansadi by the day. But if I don't have a ansadi, so what are you passing? You're passing kodol and gvar. Because the psak over here is not a psak sofik. The psak over here is not a pshara. The psak over here is a positive reason why we do chaluk. We do yachluk because we have an ansadi. And that's why we do yachluk. Which means, and this we have to remember when we walk out of such a tesis, is that shita's tesis is that the correct psak, the richtig way of resolving, is not yachluk. Yachluk is not a reason to, is not a way to pass. And the reason is, by the way, I said this on Thursday in passing, what's up with Givichka half? You're not resolving this. He says kulishly, he says kulishly. What are you giving him half? Nobody's getting any what they're dining. It's time to make a pshara, to bring it, to give each guy what we can. What's up with? It's a kumazach. Kol Dol and Gvar has episode bumdus to it. Let them fight it out. May the best man win. Whatever that means. Yachlik is not a reasonable psak. Just why do we do Yachlik over here? Because we have a positive reason to do it. Because we have this anansadi, my toughest side today, my toughest side today. But again, I'm stelling a very, very important yisoid. In Tosis' teretz licked that the baseline hachra of Sveka de Mamayna is called Dol and Gvar, not Yachleiku, unless you have a specific positive reason to do Yachleiku. That's Shitas Tosis. is like this. Where is the Pshat Tosfos? So what is the answer? So now we know. The Richtige Psak of the Safek is called Olengvar. Just over here, there's a positive reason why we do Yachleiku. That means the Yachleiku is not mitzad the Psak of Safek. The Yachleiku is mitzad the Oizen. That's the Iker Shinu that took place in Tosfos. Tosfos is Kasha understood that the Yachleiku is because that's the way of resolving Sfekas. It's a form of compromise. And Tosfos said that's not the Yachleiku. A different Pshat the Yachleiku. The Yachleiku is because each guy has an Anan Tzadi. The Maide Tofes, Hadi Deyu. Now the question is, what does Tosfos mean? Now that we clarified that mitzad hilchos sofik, the richtige psak is called olengvar, and the reason why I do yachleiku is because each guy is holding on to, we'll call it half. So now the question is, what does Tosfos mean? Is zach like this? There are those who learned. There are three mahalchim in Tosfos. There are those who learned, and we'll start off with that. The Tosfos is meant to say that. It's the regular din of Hamaytzi Mechavere Olav Araya. There are those who don't like that. I'll explain what they meant. What they meant was like this. When two people holding on to a talis, so physically, each person's holding on to half the talis. Two people holding on to a talis, so how much is each person toughening? So this pshat held that each one's called a toughest on half. I am holding on to half the talis alone. You are holding on to half the talis alone. That means again, when two people hold on to a talis, this pshat held that I'm holding on to the talis alone, you're holding a talis alone. And therefore, since I'm holding on to half the talis, that means when two people hold on to a talis, the tfisa is chal on half the talis. If I ask you, how much of the talis are you holding on to? I'm holding on to half the talis. So we say, you're holding on to half the talis. But Iker, and you're holding on to half the talis alone, we have dinner, but it's a mechav of raya. If one person's holding on to something, and the other person is coming to be mitzi from him, ha-mitzi mechav of raya. And that's why, says the Velt, that's what Tosfos meant to say over here. What Tosfos meant to say over here is, you know why each guy gets half? Not b'toris p'shara, not b'toris p'sak sofer. Each guy gets half, because each guy on his half, shafs the dinner of ha-mitzi mechav of raya, klapi the other guy. In other words, I'm holding on to half the talus. On the half that I'm holding on to it alone. So the same way we know that in every sefek de umayna, when one of the parties is holding on to it alone, we pass it away to mechavel v'raya, is here too. Ruvain is called a mitzi on the half that Shimon's holding on to. Shimon's holding on to half the talus. And Ruvain's coming to take it away from him. So we say, leave it by Ruvain, leave it by Shimon, and vice versa Ruvain. You're holding on to half. So you keep the half that you're holding on to because the other guy's a mitzi, and he didn't bring a raya. And you keep your half because all the guys are mighty clap your half. Now, in order for such a pshat to get off the ground, I have to say, there were two people holding on to a talis, each one has a tfisa on exactly half. Because in order to say I'm mighty mechavel of a raya, you have to be exclusively holding on to it. If you're holding on to, let's say we look at the talis as two halves. So if I'll be holding the half physically, so I would say I'm mighty mechavel of a raya, it's half by me, that half by you. So in order to go, but over here it's not exactly like that. Over here, they're both holding on to the whole talis. So in order for such a pshat to get off the ground that the Velt wanted to say, you're going to have to say that when two people holding on to a talis, we look at it as if each one's holding on to half. What do I have? What's under my grip? Under my grip is half the talis. No, that half of the talis which is under my grip, I say to you, Hamaytze Mechavel, Varaya. The other guy says, Hamaytze Mechavel, Varaya, Atki Dekach. Lefi this, the psak over here is not Yachleku. Lefi this gang, the psak is not yachleiku. The fee this gang, the psak is a mitzvah mechavel v'raya. Why do you get half? Because that's the half I'm holding on to. I tell the guy, go fly a kite. Why does he get half? Because that's the half that he's holding on to. I tell the guy to go fly a kite. And each one exercises a mitzvah mechavel v'raya, and the psak is not yachleiku. The psak is a mitzvah mechavel v'raya. There are two major problems with this pshat. One major problem is the lashon of Tosfos is not much like this, obviously. This is all fancy lashon. The oichs and shani to choshev kilu kolachet yesh lovav bevade hachetzi da'anan sadi the mighty toughest hadi dehu. Very lengthy lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos just say that you're toughest and hoitz mechavel v'raya. What's the nansadi? The mighty toughest anan sadi mighty toughest hadi dehu kilu kolachet yesh lovav bevade. Why does Tosfos need such a fancy shprach? Let Tosfos say that you're toughest in here. Satan's it's mochuch and Tosfos that it can't be the pshat because Tosfos says in a few lines. That in order to go make a chalukah, it has to be a chalukah yichol liyazemes. Tosfos is going to say in a few lines, we're going to talk about this at length, today, tomorrow, that there's another klal. In order to make a chalukah, You have to have it's a chalukah sheichol al yasemes. It's a chalukah that could be true. My rabbi say, if the reason why in the mission over here we give each guy half because I'm going to make a velvet raya, so I'm going to say the kasha in two yifana. First of all, we're not doing a chalukah here. We're not doing a chalukah. We're leaving each half by the guy. Half of it is by you, we leave it by you. Half of it is by you, we leave it by you. So first of all, we're not doing a chalukah here, b'chal. But be ikar and lomtis, why do I need to be chalukah al yasemes? Is physics. Says that where something is, we leave it, correct? So, b'chlal, I'm not doing a chalukah, I'm not coming to make a pshara, I'm not coming to find out what the richter gezach is over here, b'chlal. I'm not coming to figure out what the din is. Hamoitzimechavaya is fixed in the bria. We leave something where it is. Here's the talis, I'll give you an example, okay? Let's just, for example, you would have the same argument between two guys, the talis got ripped in the middle, so he's holding on to half the talis, he's holding on to half the talis. What do you say? Hamoitzimechavaya, go fly a kite. You tell me, ain't a chalukah chorele asambas. Imagine they would come to Bezdin with the same exact argument, ani mitzasiya, ani mitzasiya, I picked the holding up, I picked the holding up. They were pushing, same reason, you know, they've been holding on to this talis for Tayyavi Dervis, they got ripped in the middle, okay? So we would say, I would say, well, right, the talis by you, go break your head, talis by you, go break your head. So when you tell me it's ani chalukah chorele asambas, whoever heard such a thing? Chalukah chorele asambas is when I'm coming to do the emes, I'm coming to make a psak, and I say, listen, it's not an emes psak, I'm not coming to paskin anything over here, I'm leaving it where it is. Is a vada and a vada doesn't pass the whole concept of ena chalukah chorele asambas. Because at the end of the day, very good, I'll say it in a very cynical way. Zeh good, ein chalukah chorele asambas. But I'm going to make a very, I'll have a raya, that's how I guess the kasha. If the reason why you're giving each guy half, because each guy's a toughest on half, and each guy clappy, the other guy says that on the half that I'm holding, I tell you, I'm going to make a very, I'll raya, so what's it going to help ena chalukah chorele asambas? So what? But how much mechave? All of a raya. You brought a raya? No. Go fly a kite. How much mechave? All of a raya. It's a double pella. So I'm really asking it in two efanim. One is, in Lomdis, we're not paskining yachloiku. So what are you telling me? Chaluki chayel asamas. We didn't paskin yachloiku over here. You're saying the chaluka that you're making is not ever. I didn't make a chaluka here. I didn't divide anything. I left each half of the talus physically where it was. That's one way of asking it. And the other way of asking it is very practically. If there's a din of a moitzi mechavei of rai, which means each guy has the yichudas to tell the other guy, you're a moitzi, go bring me a raya on the half that you want to take from me, so it's going to help me any chayel asambas. But why there's a din of a moitzi mechavei of rai? It's a vada and a vada, it's mukhach from that, the Tosis didn't mean that. Why not, by the way? Why taka isn't that the pshat? In other words, I'm going to ask the kasha now in a sharper way. What's this kasha called Olam Gvar? Tosis should say, a moitzi mechavei of rai. I'll ask the kasha better. I know that Tosis didn't mean it in his teretz. But I taka want to understand, why not? I'll just get even better. What's this kasha of called the Olam from the story of the ship? Over here, they're holding on to the talus. We have a din, called a moitzi mechavei of rai. I get my half and you get your half. Those white taka didn't taste to say the kasha doesn't stop b'chal because over here we have a dinner. But it's like, right, you're holding on to the talis. I get here. That's the half of what the answer is. Well, why didn't taste the answer? White taka didn't taste it. By the way, I think the other one will agree with me that if the teretz is that it's called a mitzvah of avaraya, so the kasha doesn't stop b'chal. That's not called a kasha. For taste is a stira. Maishno mehida arba, and Tosis says a teretz over here. They're holding on to it. Tosis feels like at the end. By the way, over there they're not holding on to it. What are you talking about? No, it's all right. The guy's holding on to the talis. He gets here. What's the kasha b'chal? What are you comparing the two things? It's besides the fact that I brought raya's muchachas. That's not what Tosis meant. I'm bad to being a raya from Tosis kasha to begin with. What's the whole kasha to do? You don't know what to prevail raya. Tosis has to bring a whole teretz, and Tosis, by the way, feels like at the end. Mashenkin over there arba. He says, I'll think you then muchzog to call the Ongvar, I forgot the whole story. What does he want? Is it Teretz? It's Poshut. The Poshut is, that we're going to speak about, they say different Teretz, but the Poshut Pshat is that when two people hold on to a talus, we don't see each one as holding on to half. We don't see half sitting by you. When two people, and by the way, that's from some of the Pashtas, when two people holding on to a talus, the Pshat is, I see you as being toughest in half and you being toughest in half, or rather not. The point is, when two people holding on to a talus, the side of Tophos, the side of Moitzi Mechaveh of Rai is that you can't be Moitzi. That means one guy's Machzik and the other guy's coming to take away. That's the side of Moitzi Mechaveh of Rai. There's a Moitzi and there's a Machzik. A Moitzi Mechaveh. But over here, I'm not more of a Moitzi than you are because we're both holding on to it together. We're both holding on to the whole talis together. In Mela, you can't activate the din of Moitzi Mechaveh of Rai over here. In Mela, in this case, the Psak called Moitzi Mechaveh of Rai is not relevant. It doesn't apply. Because there's no moitzi, there's no machzik. There's two people holding on to a talis together. So there's no reason to give you. In other words, in order to go get the, in order to go say over here by Yosem Moitzi Mechavel Varaya, you have to go say that I have this half, and on this half, you're a moitzi. Now he's not more of a moitzi than you are, because you're both holding it on together. And Mamela, by the way, the pshat collapsed. That's not the pshat, and that's why the din of hametzi mechaver over raya, which usually are people holding on to something, governs the din of sekir d'moyne. Over here, it doesn't apply, like I just said, because there's no moitzi with a matzik. And we prove from Tosfos Torah it's not the test. So what does it mean then? What is the test? Why do you have like over here? There's no mitzvah over raya. They're both holding out together. What's up with yachleiku? Came along Rav Shlomo Hyman, Rav Shach, Rav Ochanan, Rav Shimon. I saw the stipler before I came. And more. And all the G'dayi Le'achroinim. And they said a controversial chantasis. The Rav Shlomo, I printed it out for you. The Rav Shlomo and the Rav Ochanan, I printed it out for you. You'll have it tonight by night, Seder Mitzvah Hashem. You'll see it inside what he says and how he says it. Rav Ochanan says, Rav Shlomo Hyman is over here, Simon Aleph and Bovatia. Rav Ochanan is in Chelik Beis, Kodet Shiurim, Simon Tess. Rav Ochanan and Rav Shlomo and others, but I printed out just two of you. Mitzvah will give it out tonight. They said a very controversial shot, which is interesting. I did another survey this morning again for all the rage, just to, for history's sake, for nostalgia. And they said it like 5 years ago and 40 years ago. They all take on a very interesting shot, which got the complicated and complicated and complicated. It's hard to believe they said such a shot, but this is what they all said. They said that Avada, the din of Hametzi Mechaver over Raya, doesn't apply over here. They say different Hezbeir, we'll go with the Hezbeir that we said. There's no Moitzi with a Marzik. What they said is I said on Thursday, remember, there's a thing called Chazaka Kumasha Marzik Adam Tachas Yoda Harei Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says in Shavuos Daf and Vav Beis that the reason is because Achzuki Inchi Began V'lo Marzikinan. For example, if you have a Murakama who owns a car, and one day the car appears in the hands of Shimon. Reuven has a car, and the Shimon appears, and one day Shimon has the car. So Shimon says, I bought it from you. He's a Marakama. We say, no. Chazaka Kamashi Tachas Yadav Reishaloi. It's called Cheskas Metatalim. And we say, the Gemara says in Shavuos Daf and Vav Beis, Achzuki Inchi Began V'lo Marzikinan. By the way, it's very important you should know this. The Gemara over there in Shavuos Daf Mem Vav is referring to the famous Gemara in Bar Metzia Daf Kuf Tezayin that let's say you have kelim which are suyim la'ashal la'askil. Let's say you have kelim which usually rent. Let's say the guy is driving a rental car which people usually rent out. So then you don't have a chazaka because we take on that you didn't steal it but you rented it. But in a case where it's not kelim ha'asuyim la'ashal la'askil, these are not kelim which people lend out or they rent it out. So what's it doing by you? Terry says, I bought it. So there's a chazaka komash tachas yad v'reishaloi because achzuki inchi began v'lo mazakina. Says Rav Shlomo Hyman and says Rav Ochanan, you'll see it inside in the Furish, that's what Tosfos meant. Tosfos didn't mean Hametz Mechavel Varaya, the low level din of leave it where it is, because there is no where it is. But it meant to say a different part of Gansan. When two people come into Bez and holding on to a talis, so how did it get to them? We take on that it's both of them. People are not going to know them. And therefore we have a chazaka komash tachas yad v'reishaloi. And when Tosfos says that Ansadi, he meant Kishmoy Kein Hu. He meant an Ansadi. He meant to say that we have a Raya that it's there. It's the same way if I have a car. And one day Shimon is driving the car. And I say to him, hey, you stole my car. It's my car. Everybody knows it's my car. The guy says, I bought it from you. He's believed because you have a Raya. Chazaka Kamash Tachas Yad V'reishaloi. And we know on that it's yours. It's enough to bring a Raya. It's enough to break a Murakama. It's over here also. When two people come into Bezin takes on Chazaka Kamash Tachas Yad V'reishaloi. We take on that it's yours, and we have an ansadu that it's yours. And the reason why we do yachleiku is not because of Moitzim Mechaveh of Araya, where the words we leave half the talis by you. The reason why we do yachleiku is because we nemo that the taka belongs to both of them, because we have a chazaka that whatever a person has under his hand, this is. Now, what happens when you have two people holding on to it? When one person comes to the bezin holding on to something, we take on that it's his. And what happens when two people come into the bezin? We take on that it's both of theirs. Yeah, that's what Tosfos meant over here. Tosfos over here meant to say that the reason why we do yachleiku said of Shlema. So Rav Shach, I saw this morning by Hachava. I remember Rav Shimon says it. Rav Ochanan says, you'll see in the printout. Chazaka Kamash Tachas Yad V'reishaloi. We have a chazaka. We know on that it's theirs. And the same way, I'm saying it's the same way. The same way one person would come in holding on to a talis, we take on that it's his. So when a person, two people come in, we take on that it's theirs. Both of them. That's the status that we see in front of us. So we know on that it's theirs. One second. Oh, so Rav Shimon has the kasha. I think there's Mike. So what's up? CFF. It could be to write that it's both of theirs. Maybe one guy has 20%, maybe one guy has 80%. Rav Shimon has the cash on himself. Well, let's leave that for now, okay? I'm talking about the general gang in Tosfos. The Velt said, all Rabbi Sayyid and Rosh Hashiva said, that that's the pshat in Tosfos. That's the Pshat and Tais. That's what Tais is about to say. I repeat again. Normally the Psak should have been called Dal and Dvar, but over here we have a reason why we do Yachleiku, is because we have an Ansadi that is yours. And the Ansadi is that an Ansadi. It's a story like this. First of all, what's the obvious kashi should all ask? Which Rav Shlaima and Rav Hanan ask on themselves. No? Oh, 1 second. You already heard this last time, but it's not fair. First of all, what's the obvious kashi should ask yourself? When you hear his upshot right away. What went through my head right away when I heard his upshot? No.
Both in the car.
Then. No. Right, what happened to you in the Bears Rana? You were Lamden.
Big
Lamden. What? Any time. It's all time. Might be every other year. The younger likes it. I mean, they don't want to go home. Listen carefully. First of all, it's gaydrus. One of the cases in the parak was animals, no? Rechal Chamor. And the Gemara says in Bava Basra that by Gaidrus you don't have a chazaka because the guy just walked his way in. How could it be a chazaka? That's the reason why you do Yachleiku. One of the cases of the Mishnah is by a chamor. The fact that the chamor is by you is not a right, because maybe the chamor got to. Maybe the chamor walked away. As a factor of Bachana and as a factor of Shlema on themselves. Shlema, by the way, I did not print the whole of Shlema. Dedicates half a siman to this kasha, but as he's so adamant that this is the Pshat and Tosis, he's prepared to go to bat over here on this kasha. But Rav Hanan, that I printed out for you tonight, you'll see it. Rav Hanan says a simple teretz, and Rav Shlomo says the same teretz. I printed it out on Rav Hanan. Rav Hanan said that we only raise the possibility of greatness if the guy tined it. So if I tined it, hey, it's my horse walked over to you. But over here, that's not what the guy tined it. Over here, the guy tined it was my horse, and you grabbed it away from me. So the guy ties, you grabbed it away from me, so then we don't raise the possibility that the horse walked over by himself. So here there's no problem with greatness. I just want to point out how far Rabbi Seinu went. Rabbi Seinu took on that the Pshat of Tosis is mamish on an ansadi of chazokuk mashtachas yodav reshaloi, that we have a right that it's yours. How did it get to you? It's greatness, maybe the animal walked over, but you didn't tie it that the animal walked over. You tied it that the guy grabbed it. And you tied it the guy grabbed it. So muscle, they all speak out. Let's say I have a horse. And one day my horse appears in Shimon's chotzer. Shimon says, I bought it. So I say, no, you, so the din is, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, that you don't have a chazaka, because it's great. It's a great, it's a non chazaka, because it walked over. Says Rav Hanan and Rav Shlaima, that's only if I claim that it walked over. What happens if I claim that you grabbed it, you stole it from my thing? Then there is a chazaka, because chazaka, from Ashtar Chazal, Meir Shalach, Zuki, Inch, Begabi, Lo Mazagina, we don't take on people like I know them. I'm just bringing out this kasha to bring out to you how far Rabbi Seinu went in defending their pshat of Tosfos. They went so far as to say that they meant to say literally that the fact that it's by me, it's a riot. He has the kasha. What about the behemoth? The behemoth is not a riot. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Vav. That's the pshat of Shlema and what the Kol said. There are two main problems with this pshat. The main problem is nobody understands the chlal, how they said such a pshat. But the kasha that I'm going to ask really takes us to a place that we have tremendous agmas nefesh. Effective help, what you said. Tosfos says the next line. V'chein b'mona shlishi di medami l'gomor talas choshev ahu sh'anifka tosfos b'cheska shneim k'ilu hem atzum u'zokom b'yil. Before the lakach mishani. By the way, the word lekach is critical. I want Dayan to learn it well. What was the lekach mishani of Tosfos? We'll talk about it tomorrow. So part one of Tosfos was Tosfos the kasha. Part two of Tosfos is the teretz. Part three of Tosfos says, if the reason why you do yachleiku is because it's oichzin, for Tosfos the kasha, what's this mara shlishi? What does Tosfos want? Well, later on, the Gemara now brings the story of mara shlishi. What was the story over there? Two people gave over to a shomer. One gave 200, one gave 100. And the Shemer doesn't know who gave the 200, who gave the 100. And they're fighting, this one says, Masayim Shali, Masayim Shali. So the din is Yehem Munach. Frek di Gomorrah, Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. Why is Yehem Munach? It should be like our mission, we should say Yachleiku. Frek Tosfos is, how could the Gomorrah, Daf Gimel Amar Aleph ask that we should say Yachleiku over there? It's not Shemer, it's over there. I just want to get, first of all, the Hamadas HaPshat at this Tosfos. Now that Tosfos answered in stage two, that the only reason why we do Yachleku over here is because it's Oichzin. So what's the kasha from Arashlishi? You're not Oichzin over there. The two guys are standing in front of the bezel, one guy's yelling the 200 of mine, 200 of mine, but the money's sitting by the Nifkat. So how could the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Aleph ask a kasha and say that why by Arashlishi we don't say Yachleku, over there it's not Oichzin? That's the kasha. Now that I entered and I said that the only reason why we do Yachleku, Yachleku's not a psak, Yachleku's not a pshar, Yachleku's bechlal nothing, Yachleku's krum, Yachleku's corrupt. So why are you doing Yachleku over here? Because you have an anan tzadi. So what's going on asking my Marashi to do Yachleku? Yachleku is a non-entity. Yachleku is not a legitimate resolution of Sveika the Ramayana. That's what Taisa said. I want to stress this. Taisa taught us, Yachleku is not a legitimate resolution of Sveika the Ramayana. Why do we do Yachleku over here? Because you have an anan tzadi. Taisa says, really? That's why you do Yachleku? So we're asking Marashi. Marashi says, there's no anan tzadi. But Marashi is not holding on to it. So Yachleku is not a psak. What's the Gemara asking you to do Yachleku? I want to bring out the power of Taisa's kasha. Taisa was mechadish that Yachleku is not a legitimate way of resolving a suffix. And I'm telling you why, by the way. What do you mean you're giving half to half? What's the pshar is that? What's that? Half to him. Mechatesi. That's Tam's doing. Kodon Kvar makes sense. Yehimurach makes sense. What's up? Is he taking you? By the way, you know, Yachleku could be an act of gzeila. You're taking one guy, giving him half. Why should Bezin proactive go do gzeila? The answer is anan tzadi. For Taisa Akasha, really? That's the only reason why you do Yachleku? So by Manashlishi, there's no oichzin. And for Taisa, no. By Manashlishi, there's oichzin. Why is there oichzin? Hanifka teifas b'cheska shneim kilo hematzim muchzuma. What does that mean? What do you mean they're holding on to it? The Nifkat's holding for them. By the way, Lamita Shal Torah, the Nifkat's holding on to them. He's holding for them? He's holding for both of them? What's this mean? Why over there is it called Eichzin? So there's a big Machlekes Achorinim. It's a famous Machlekes. Most of the Achorinim took on. Stipel over here is Meirich and Simon Aleph. Most of the Achorinim took on that the reason why Shlishi is called Eichzin is because the Nifkat's holding for both. Well, Stradi's holding for both. I'm saying a very tifa zah, but he's not holding for both. He's not holding for both. Said all the Achorinim that what it means is like this. The Gwanda Flamatayim et al. Speaks out. When these two guys gave the Pikolin, one gave 200 and one gave 100, how was it? They gave it separately? It can't be. If they gave it separately, so the Shem is a Peshaya. He should have checked who gave 200, who gave 100. What type of business is this? The answer is they put it into one Chavila and they gave it together. They gave it in Chavila Achas. They gave it in one Hafkoda. That's what the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. They gave it together in one Chavila. That means they trusted each other. The Gemara speaks out over there. Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. And Bival, they trusted each other. So they made one Hafkoda. Two people came and said, we're giving you $300. 200 is mine, 100 is mine. And they gave it together. Listen to what the Stipel says. By the way, Stipel is representing many Achorinim. Said the Stipler that Bival, they gave it together in one Hafkoda. He's a shomer for both of them. Slowly. In fact, the stipler, a shomer for both of them? Isn't chalois shmira for the Baal HaMomen? Says the stipler, no. You become a shomer not for the one who owns the object, you become a shomer for the one who is mafkated by you. I'm a shomer for both guys. I repeat again. So the money is being held for both of them. Hagam, only one guy owns it. But if they both gave him in one half koda. So I'm a shamer for both of them on the third, we're talking about the third $100, by the way, the other $200 on interest, that's okay? The third $100 is being held for both of them because I'm a shamer for both. There's only one Bala Mammon. Zuck the Stipler, and the Velt speaks this out, I'm just quoting him. Zuck the Stipler, Chalosh Shmira, when a guy becomes a shamer, right? Berk HaMafkid, I become a shamer. The Chalosh Shmira is for the, I'm a shamer for the Bala Mammon, or I'm a shamer for the guy who was Mafkidit. Zok the Stipler state in this Gemara that you're a shamer not for the one who owns the $100. You're a shamer for the person who gave it to you, and the one who gave it to you was both. And therefore, you're a shamer for both of them. And therefore, since you're a shamer for both of them, and yet shamer kiyah ba'al bayis, you're holding it for both of them. That's the way the Velt learned Taisus. So it's called Shnayim Oichzin because the shamer is holding for both. Frankie Hakasha, he's not holding for both, he's only holding for the real owner. No, he's holding for the people who gave it to him to watch. And they both gave it to him to watch together. They both gave it to him to watch, but there's only one Bala Mammon, Machneshois. The Shalai Shmira is for the one who gave Hafkoda, and they made one Hafkoda. They made one Hafkoda. The Nesivis and Simon Tzamachais have got involved. The Nesivis and Simon Tzamachais have got involved. the Nesivas, the Simas Halachais of Karval speaks out that if they wouldn't have been machpilit together, then in a million years it's not called that you're holding it for both of them. The Nesivas, the Simas Halachais of Karval, in the end of the Simin, Sivkot and Vav, speaks out that if they wouldn't have proven it together, so in a million years it's not called he's holding it for both of them. Vazepis. So the Chiddush that Tosfos said that it's called they're both holding onto it because he's holding onto for them, which is a Pella, because it's only because they made one Maisa Hafkados, he's holding it for both of them, and therefore it's called they're both Oichzin in the Mana. Shocking Tosfos. Rabbi Kivega argues. How do we know Rabbi Kivega argues? Rabbi Kivega asked the Kasha that I asked you to see today on the Chochesim and Aleph. The Gemara says in the Chochesim and Aleph, if Reuven picked up an Aveda in the street, right? And two people come to him with Simonim. What's the Simonim? One guy says, I know the Simonim. The other guy says, I know the Simonim. So the one of Chochesim and Aleph, Simonim v'Simonim, Yaniach. Simonim v'Simonim, Yaniach. You don't know what to do. Leave it. In fact, of Kivega, why? Hello, you're holding it for both parties, correct? Who are you holding it for? You're holding it for both parties. And Tosfos says by us that by Mana Shlishi, really you should do Yachleku. Why did you do Yachleku on Mana Shlishi? Because Ein Chalukei Chorei is Emes. But over there, the Chalukei could be Emes. Why could it be Emes? It could be belongs to both of them. You don't know who it belongs to. In fact, the Kiveger, according to the rules that Tosfos sets down by us, that by Mana Shlishi it's called Shnayim Erechzen, and really the Din should be Yachleku, if not for the fact of Ein Chalukei Chorei is Emes. So by Simonim and Simonim, it's Chalukei Chorei is Emes. In order to make a chleku, you have to have what? Oichzin. You have oichzin. The finder is holding off of both of them. It's the effect of Kivega. Obviously, he doesn't learn the way the Stipler learned. The Stipler speaks this out, I think. According to the Stipler, the reason why it's called he's holding off of both of them is because he's a shramer for both of them, and therefore the object's being held by both of them because it's being held by their shramer. I mean, even Yobit, you don't have that by Aveda. By Aveda, he's not their Shremer. They weren't mafgated together. He picked up an object. He was holding it for the Bailam. The only time you can say he's holding it for both is if both guys made a Pikodim. In the case of Gibeger, they didn't give it to him as a Pikodim. Who are you holding it for? You're holding it for the real Bailam. Why did Gibeger take on that it's called you're holding for both? That's the... What second? I understand you, but they didn't. He's not holding it for both. There's a very tifa part over here. Why by us in the case of Manashishi is the call I'm holding for both? I'm holding for the real Bailam. The third is I'm not holding for the Bailam. I'm holding for the people who gave it to me to watch it. And two people gave it to me to watch. Over there, nobody gave it to you to watch. You picked it up in the street. Who are you holding it for? You're holding it for the Bailam. Does it happen to be this? Simonim v'Simonim. Is it because Eger held that the Yisoy that Tosfos said by us, by Manashishi, that when a third party is holding on to it, that's called Oizin A? And B, the din should be Yachleku. And C, except for the fact that it's Ein Chalukei Chorei is Emes, Vector Kiveger, a one-line kashan of Chochesim and Aleph. Vector Kiveger, by Simonim, by Simonim, why is he Yaniach? Do Yachleku. I Yachleku needs Oichzin, you have Oichzin, the guy's holding on for him. I Ein Chalukei Chorei is Emes, it's Chalukei Chorei is Emes. Vector Kiveger, over there, we should say Yachleku, according to the rules of our Tosfos, that by Mana Shlishi, really, the din should be Yachleku. In fact, everybody, I by us, the reason why Mana Shlishi is Yachleku is because he's holding off of both. There too, he's holding off of both. In fact, everybody, what do you mean you're holding off of both? He's holding off of the Bailam. By us, you're holding off of both because I became a shamer for both of them because they gave it to me together. Over there, they didn't give it together, says the belt. Rabbi Kivega learns different Shad and Tosfos. Kivega learned that the reason why it's called both guys holding on to it is because of the technicality. As they state Mefurish in the Chedush Iran and Avgim Lomar Aleph. In the Chedush Iran and Avgim Lomar Aleph, if you come to me tonight, I'll show you where it is inside. The Chedush Iran and Avgim Lomar Aleph, on the top of Avgim Lomar Aleph, the Chedush Iran explains a completely different reason why Mana Shlishi is called Shnai Merzin. He says, hello. Practically speaking, when the shamer is holding on to the third mana, practically speaking, when the shamer is holding on to the third mana, correct? Lemaisa, can any one of these guys access it without the other guy agreeing? Practically speaking, is the holder going to be able to give it to anybody without the other guy agreeing? No. So the only way that I'm going to give it out is Askama Shneim. Says the Chedusha Aran, that's enough to be called I'm holding it for both. I want to point out, I want to go back a step because see, it's not 100% clear. That the Tosis says Manashlishi is called that they're both holding on to it because the Nifkat is holding for both is a Pella also. It doesn't make sense. It's Greek. He's not holding on for both. He's holding on for the Bible. He's holding for one guy. The Teretz, as we said, says the Stipe. No, because they both were Mafkid, he's holding on for both. That doesn't apply in the case of Simonim and Simonim. Simonim and Simonim is holding it for one guy. The answer is no, he's holding it for both. Why is he holding it for both? Says the Chedusha Aran, it's Aran. That since practically speaking, neither guy can access it without the other guy agreeing. So that's cool, I'm holding for both. So even though Be'etzem, it only belongs to one guy. And Be'etzem, I hold it for the people who can get it. And since practically speaking, okay, neither guy can get it without the Haskama of the second guy, and neither guy can take it without the other guy agreeing. That's called, I'm holding it for both. That's called, that's called, it's mubzik by both of them. That's called, both guys are holding on to it. That's called, both guys have an achize in it, because they have it in a way that the other guy can't take it. That's enough to be called a mubzik. That will have satifkeit. The about the third guy who's holding it can't give it to somebody else without my permission. That's enough to be called, he's holding for me. Yeah, Maisa? I repeat. That he's holding it in a way that he cannot give it to somebody else without my permission, that's enough to be called he's holding it for me. And he's holding it for the other guy also. And that's called it's being held for me. Atkan.
That's enough to make it
for one second. Famous machlekes between the Stipel and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, with a gap of a few hundred years, of what is the pshat? Why Manashlishi is called Eichzin? Now Tosfos had no choice. So he had to say that Manashlishi is called Eichzin because Tosfos set down a rule that we only say Yachleku when it's Eichzin. So Tosfos Manashlishi is called Eichzin. We have a huge machlekes is what shafts that it's called Shnayim Eichzin? Is it the fact that they did a nice hafkada together, or even without that, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger? That means what I'm really coming to say is have a tarot. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha doesn't start. In the case of Simonim Yanuach, over there is no Shnayim Eichzin. Either way. One thing is clear. Either way, one thing is crystal clear. And that is that Silo to Pshat of the Stipler, that it's called holding it for both because you're a shamer for both. Where you mamish an extension of the Bible. Silo to Pshat of Rabbi Akiva Eiger that holds that a Zach which befoil I can't give to somebody else is Kudel Muzik. But one thing's for sure. The Pshat of Rabbi Shlomo and Rabbi Hanan died here. There's no chazak kumash tachas yodam or yishaloi. From the fact that it's sitting by the shomer, it's a raya that it belongs to both. From the fact that it's sitting by the baal aved, it's a raya that it belongs to both. I'll say it in a very cynical way. How could there be a raya? We know how it got to you. Take the case of Marishlishis. There's a raya that he, from the fact that the third $100 is by me, it's a raya that it's both of theirs. The answer is no, it's not a raya. We know how it got to you. It got to you from a confusion act of Afkada. Let's just ask you, what is it doing by me? Yeah, what is it doing by you? Because the guy was mafkid by you. So in a million trillion years, you'll never be able to tell me that the case of Manashlishi is a chazak or komashatach as yodam, reish oloi. The fact that it's sitting by the shamer is a raya to nothing. What's chazak? Chazak means how did it get to me? What's it doing over here? That you can say when the guy's holding it in his hands. When a guy's holding it in his hands, so then I can say, it's a raya, how did it get to you? What's it doing by me? It's mine. In the case where it's by the third guy, what do you tell me? From the fact that the third $100 is by the shamer, it's a raya that it's mine? I know. Why? Because what's it doing? I'll tell you how it got there. I agree that we were mafkid. Just I'm claiming the 100 was mine. He's claiming 100 was his. But how it got to him? So I don't all agree that a raya there isn't. And that's why we're going to take off the table the pshat of Rav Shlomo and Rav Hanan, because it doesn't stem by Manashlishi. Manashlishi, there's no raya. Slowly. Agavocha, if we're already talking, there's another raya against Rav Shlomo and Rav Hanan's pshat, but Rav Shlomo addresses it. According to this pshat, we have a kasha. According to this pshat, I'm not doing a chaluki either. According to this pshat, I have a raya, not sadly. I know that half is yours, I know that half is yours. So what's the problem with Chalukah Chalas Emes? Same way we asked on Pshat number one of Hametz Mecha. Pshat number one we're calling Hametz Mecha Vel Varaya. Hametz Mecha Vel Varaya, we said, doesn't make sense, because what are the Chalukah Chalas Emes for, correct? Pshat number two is just a Shver. What's Pshat number two? It's not the Pshat of Hametz Mecha Vel Varaya that I'm holding on to here for long. The Pshat is that Anan Sadi. Lu Yitzur, that Pshat is correct, besides the Kasha from Arash Lishi. So what's the Gemara say? No, we need a Chalukah Chalas Emes. What are the Chalukah Chalas Emes for? I have an Ansati, the half is yours, I have an Ansati, the half is yours. Have a Raya? So what do I care if it's Yifayel Yosef? I need a chalukah to be a true chalukah. I'm not making a chalukah b'chalukah the way I go. I'm not making a chalukah. Two people hold on to a Torah. We see that it belongs to both of them. So what's chalukah b'chalukah? So what do I care? Yeah, no. Says Rosh Shlema Hamin. He asked this. Rosh Shlema says that the Nachanami. There's no din called chalukah Yifayel Yosef. Just when two people holding on to a zach in a way that it can't be true, so you don't have a chazakah. Kama shetach is the other way shaloi. It means the problem is not in the psak, the problem is in the chazaka, says Rosh Shlema Hamin. I repeat, Rosh Shlema Hamin asks this kasha. Rosh Shlema Hamin asks that if it's a non sadi, if it's a raya, so what do I care if it's emes or not? Says Rosh Shlema Hamin that the pshat of Eina Chalukah Chalas emes, the pshat is, there's no raya. Because when is Eina Chalukah Chalas emes? Well, I'll give you an example. Let's say two guys holding on to a talis, and it's not possible it's half half. So then, when I see you holding on to the talis, I don't have a raya that it's yours, because I know that it can't be. So the whole thing is not a raya. So Shlomo speaks out that the Eina Chalukah Chalas emes is not a problem in the psak of the chalukah. It's a problem in the raya. It's a problem in the muchzakus. I can't see you as a muchzik in something which Eina Chalukah Chalas emes, because I don't see you as a muchzik. It's something... I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Both.
Says has the that's kasha number one. Kasha number one is there's no chazaka. But he says it's Eina Chalukah. Now, what's the... It's also... What Taisus will mean to say is, no, what Taisus mean to say is that with Eina Chalukah Chalzebis, I can't have the raya that it's both of them. That's what he means. The etzem I have thing was Eina Chalukah Chalzebis, and with Eina Chalukah Chalzebis, I don't have the raya. What's what Shlomo is saying? What Shlomo is saying is that when it's Eina Chalukah Chalzebis, so when you come to Bezen holding it, I don't see it. I can't see half by you. It means the Eina Chalukah Chalzebis is a chisorin in the raya, because there's a monashah for me. You have a raya, you don't have a raya. If you have a raya, give the guy half. If you don't have a raya, you don't have a raya. Says of Shlomo that the Eina Chalukah Chalas Emes is a problem in the Raya. The reason why you're giving the guy half, or the reason why you want to give him half is because you have a Raya. When it's Eina Chalukah Chalas Emes, you don't have a Raya. Because it's not true, it's not possible. So, by the way, it's with my eyes. When the guy walks into the bezel holding it, I don't see that it's his. Because I know that it can't be. It's very, very... It's what? No, it doesn't answer the question. Because the first pshat was not based on a Raya. It's based on a physical sach, if it's very witty. Yeah, vada. If it's based on a raya that I take on, then it's yours. I'm not going to take on something which I know can't be true. The problem with this pshat of Rosh Shlema is, it's a fortune Tyson, the second half Tyson, not like him. The Eina Chalukah Chalas Emes is a call that was chalukah, not whether or not you have a raya or not, as we're going to see in Ritz Hashem tomorrow. So now begins the big headache. And now we've arrived at what's considered to be in Lashon Nezikin one of the Shverst Azachim. So what does Tyson mean? Tais is coming to explain, why do we say Yachleiko over here? Why do we say Yachleiko? Why do we say Yachleiko over here? Yachleiko is not a good psak. The psak is called Olam Bar. So Tais says, because since the Oyev is in Shani, Oyev is different. Choshek, Kilo, Kalach, and Yeshlo, Wabade, Achetzi, we have to give you half. That on Sadi, the Maitotof, and Sadi, Deu. What did Tais mean? He meant to blitz him a chaver over Raya on half the Talus? No. That's for sure not. Did he mean to say the side of Reb Shlomo that we have a raya that it's yours? I prove from Anna Shlishi it can't be. So what does it mean? So what does it mean? So why are you doing chalak over? I mean, outside, what do those words mean? What do you mean outside? I told us hi. This is a lotion over here. Ki'ilu kol echad. And it's a sibah to do yachleiku. And it applies to Anna Shlishi. The Anna Shlishi, you don't have a chacha. That's a big problem. The big problem is by the baseline that I'm going to say, raya, can't apply over here because I said dinav chalukah chalas emes. The Rashi and the Tshuva. If it's a baseline dinav of a mitzvah raya that I get half because I'm toughest in half, so then I don't care if it's chalukah chalas emes or not. The second shot that there's hoychach over here is upgefrekt from manashlishi. It's a pella they say such a shot, by the way. It's a pella. It's a famous pella. So elmai, you're toughest, but there's no hoychach. So what is it? So why do you get half? So this taisus is a mocker to what's probably the most controversial raid in Lashon Nezikin. Rochonan in Balbasha Kufnum Gimel, Eis Kufnum Gimel, talks about it. It's also printed on the sheet for tonight, you'll see it. We spoke about it over the years, for those who've been here. It's a four-time machlekes between Kseis and Nesivas, whether there is such a thing. There's something under the surface over here, which is going on, and it's called Cheskas Momen. Now this concept, the Ktzois in many, many places holds of it. There's rayas that he holds of it. I'll bring maybe one of the rayas tomorrow, just to broaden our intelligence. The Ktzois in four places held of a concept which is not Hametz Mechaver of Raya of Tofus, and it's not the din of Hoychacha. There's a thing called Cheskas Momen. What Cheskas Momen means is as follows. First, I want to say what it is and why it's Mukhav that that's what Tosis meant. You all know, and the Rebbe Chanan in Oiskof and Gimel Bo'avastra that I printed out for you says this explicitly. You all know that in Isurim there's a concept called Chazaka de Meikara. What's the side of Chazaka de Meikara by Isurim? We leave things in the less known status. Now that din, that by Isurim, we leave things in the last known status. That's learned out, the Gemara Chulin, Daf Tes, Daf Yud, the Gemara Zer HaPsukim. That if you had a situation that the thing was Vade Kosher or Vade Treif, and then there was a suffix that comes in front of you, Ukmeh Chazaka de Meikara, Azlina Basa Chazaka, we go Basa the last known thing, right? You have a suffix, whether a lady got married or not, all the Gemara's and getting the Kedushin. You have a suffix, whether a suffix Kedushin, suffix Gerushin. We put the lady back on her last known chazaka. She had a cheskas eshesish, she blibes eshesish. She had a cheskas pnuya, she blibes a pnuya. The piece of meat was kosher, it stayed kosher. It was treif, it stayed treif. V'cheina v'cheina. By moment is, bepash, there's no such thing. By moment is, there's either hamoitz mechavel v'raya, what I spoke about today, which is leave it where it is. That's a physical din. I want to stress this. The baseline din of a mitzvah of a raya is a physical din. Hamoitzi mechaveroi all of a raya. You're a moitzi, right? You want to move money. Leave it where it is. The Gemara says in Bomitzia, the story is, man de kovle, you have a headache, go to the doctor, it's your problem, it's by me. That's what I call physical. Leave it where it is, tfisa. And I don't care how it got to you, and I don't care anything. So we know that there's that din. And then we know there's another din, what I spoke about, chazaka kumashe tachas yodah, reish aloi, that if I have a car, and the car is by you, I'm the more common, we have a raya that is yours. But Bezeinu told us, and the Rebbe Chanan that I printed out for you today, Babatsha Eiskuf and Gimel says this, there's a third thing. The same way by Yisurim, there's a din, that we nem on, that things were the way they were. By Momenist, there's also a din called cheskas momen. I'm not talking about the physical din of a Beitzim Echavel Varaya, because for example, you don't have it over here by us, because both guys are holding on to the talus. I'm not talking about the din of a raya that it's yours, because it could be you don't have it over here, but Manashishi for sure you don't have it. I'm talking about a third concept called Cheskas Momen that says that we leave Momen b'cheskasoi. We nem on that it's yours until I know otherwise. Yeah, I'm going to go back to a case of a lady who was a Pnuya, have a Suffolk where she had Kedushin. What does Chazaka say? Have a Suffolk, right? The guy gave her a thing. We don't know if she got a ring or not. We don't know if the ring was a Shavu Pruta or not. So what do we do when we have a Sofik? We put it back in Chazaka de Meikara. What does Chazaka de Meikara say? We take on there was no change until we know otherwise. Now I'm asking you, we have a Raya over there. Chazaka de Meikara is based on Rayas. A lady was single, and then there was an act of Kedushin, which is a Sofik act of Kedushin. So why do we put the lady back on Cheskas Pnuya? She's Mutter, by the way. We're playing with Eishas Isha. Why do we put the lady back on Cheskas Pnuya? Why do we say that she was single? Because Chazaka says that we take on there was no change until we know otherwise. That then is Raya. It's a raya, it's not a raya, you know, you don't have no idea, it's 50-50 suffix. Was the kedusha good or kedusha not? So Chazaka says, we take on, there was no change until I know otherwise. The side of Cheskas Momen is that when we see something by somebody, we take on that it's yours until I know otherwise. Cheskas Momen. Not a moitzi mechaveh of a raya, because I'm called a moitzi. And not a raya that it's yours. You don't have that over here. There's a thing called Cheskas Momen. I'm comparing it to the din of Cheskas Isser. Leave it in its status that it is, and we take on in the status that we see it, that that's the way it is. So the lady's last known status, when she was single, we take on she was single. When we see something by you, we take on that it's yours. We don't know that it's yours. I don't have a raya that it's yours. I don't have a hechacha that it's yours. We nem on that it's yours. The same way we nem on that the lady was single, and we nem on that the piece of meat was kosher, and we nem on that the piece of meat was treif, and we nem on that the lady was divorced, that the lady was married. We nem on. But the money that's by yours, the status quo. It's a status quo. What is the status quo of this talus? It's by me. So we leave it by you. When Tosis said over here, Anan Sadi, The Maita Tophus Haidi Dehu, he did not mean Abed Zemechav El Mariah, the baseline did. He did not mean the din of Chazak Kumash Tachas Yodam Rey Shaloi, could have understood you don't have it. He meant to say that we leave things in the cheskas of what they were. We leave things in the status of what they were. Now the Eilim has to go to work and get to work on his thesis with all the kashas that he has. And we're going to follow through. In fact, I'm a Hertzberg Shlita. So why is it called an Ansati? You could presume that I heard that kind of thing. Well, pashtas. Get to work.